In the pursuit of ultimate beauty, I bought a massive ring light.
Ooh.
I'll send you a picture of it.
Yeah.
It's bigger than my head. It's bigger than my head. Hot girl summer. Here she comes.
Oh my God, look at that.
Look at the size of it. It's like the sun.
You will be doing all calls in front of that. Bringing it on the tube and all for dates. Setting it up in the restaurant. One last time.
One last time.
Hi, I'm Georgie Crawford. And I'm a health coach.
Hi, I'm Claire Solan. And I'm a life coach.
On Soul Sisters, we get together to navigate the challenges that life throws our way by sharing the wisdom we've learned and, most importantly, having a laugh too.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you with thanks to Colgate, the number one toothpaste brand in Ireland and the world.
We've partnered with Colgate because they are the champions of optimism. They inspire and empower people to be the hero of their own lives. They're committed to improving oral health and believe that everyone deserves a future to smile about.
Colgate says our smile is our strength, and we couldn't agree more. So all this season on Soul Sisters, we've been sharing our reasons to smile.
So how have you been this week?
I feel like I'm back this week.
Oh,
I feel like I'm back. I feel like my energy is returning and I'm ready for a hot girl, or as Joanne McNally says, a tepid girl summer.
Nice.
You know, I'm ready. The sun has been out a little bit more over here in London. And what was the highlight of the week? Oh, the highlight of the week. I finally had a bath in my neighbor's house.
Oh my God.
And it was a heavenly experience.
So what happened? Did you ask first?
No. We don't seek permission. We seek forgiveness.
Okay. There's no way that you could 100% fully relax in that bath. Was there not a part of you that was worried that one of them would come back?
So not maybe that one of them would come back. But maybe one of Imogen's family might knock in. So I met Imogen had a 40th birthday party in January, I think. And I went along and met her family. So her mom, her dad and her brother. I was sitting beside
her. Can I just say Imogen is like the perfect name for an next door neighbour?
Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it? Like if I was to write some chick lit, Imogen would be my next door neighbour.
I know.
So Imogen's brother is sound and he lives quite close to here. And I had thought about him, like thinking to myself, if they're gone, why wouldn't he move in next door? Like why? It would make sense. He lives alone. Like why wouldn't he just, you know? And so I thought about that. That had entered my mind in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, I didn't really pursue that thought until I started taking my clothes off, having run a bath. As I was stepping into that, oh, so beautiful, hot, bubbly bath, I thought, my God, if he decides to knock in here, like if you heard the key go in the door, what would you do?
Like, I just wouldn't be in the bath in the first place.
Fair. I, on the other hand, just decided, I was here on Friday night, right? And I thought to myself, I always get that pull. So I'm being a really good person at the moment. I'm really trying to clean up my diet. Haven't had pizza for yonks, like at least 2 weeks. And, you know, obviously I'm not drinking alcohol. So Friday night comes around and there's a bit like, what's my gift to myself?
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Like it's not a takeaway. It's not a bottle of rosé. It's not a liter of ice cream. Like, oh, what is it? So it was about 8 o'clock and I thought, oh, I'm going to have a bath. Went in next door and in their bathroom, the toilet is separate. So the toilet's near the front of the flat and the bathroom is at the back. So got in and had a look around because Matt had told me that there was some sort of magnesium flakes at my disposal if I wanted to use them for the bath. And I thought, well, yeah, my muscles would love that. So I went snooping in the bathroom, couldn't find the magnesium flakes, but found a Hoover far better than my Hoover.
Oh my God.
And I thought to myself, I'm just going to borrow the Hoover. Nip in, do a whip around the flat, drop the Hoover back, job's a good one.
Oh God.
Right? So when I got out of the bath and I was in the bath listening to a podcast, it was lovely. I must have been in there for about half an hour and I was like, right, I think we're done here now. Get out, clean up as if I wasn't even there. Put on my towel. And I'm like, do I need to put my clothes back on or can I just run? So I decided I would dash from their front door to mine, which is not far, but it's an open balcony out onto my street. So here I was in a towel, clutching a Hoover on a Friday night, legging it. Open the door, quick, get in. And the absolute jubilation I felt when I got into me gaff was I felt like I'd run 10 miles.
Well, I'm worried that they've gone for a year and after 2 weeks, the Hoover and the bath has happened. What are you going to be doing in a year? Yesterday, we went for our first ever Good Glow hike.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. How was it?
It was absolutely incredible. So many soul sisters there. And I wanted to tell you this incredible story. So we went to Crone Wood and there was 30 of us. And then halfway through the hike, we split into three groups. I took a group, Jamie took a group, and my brother Mick took a group.
Oh, brilliant.
And we all sat in a circle and we just spoke about how we are feeling right now and, you know, what's going on, if anyone would like to share something. This girl, I won't say her name, came, only started listening to the Good Glow and Soul Sisters 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Her sister always listens to the Good Glow in New Zealand.
Okay.
And her sister sent her the email that I sent about the Good Glow meetup and said, you need to sign up for this. This day is going to change your life.
Oh my God.
So she signed up for it and then started listening to the podcast and started with Soul Sisters. So she went back to season one and she's been listening. And she started sharing that she's a single parent. And she's a teacher. She's got two kids and she's always giving all the time. No time for herself. And she's at a real crossroads in her life. She's recently moved house. She's in this transitional period where she's kind of starting anew.
Wow.
She never had any time for herself. So she decided that she was going to get up an hour earlier every day and do something for herself. So because she's a super organized teacher and because she has, you know, boys, I think they're young teenagers. So what she would do is she'd get up in the morning and then she would have whiteboards all over the house with instructions on how they were to get themselves up, ready, remind them of everything. And basically she did that every single morning. She said she even put one in the bathroom so that when they were standing there, it was literally in front of their face, the instructions of what they needed to do, right? She said that she was doing that. And, you know, that's hard to get your kids to look after themselves in the morning to do something for yourself.
Yeah.
And she went out and she'd put on Soul Sisters every morning and go out, do your walk, come back, kids will be ready.
Oh.
Now she doesn't need to leave the whiteboards anymore because now they know what to do.
Wow.
All by themselves.
Oh my goodness.
So they've done it for so many days in a row.
Yeah.
That now she doesn't need to leave the whiteboards.
They've formed a habit.
They now know mum is going for her walk. These are the things I need to do. So the moral of the story is your kids will get by. You know, you feel like you can't do things for yourself, or you feel like, oh, no one does it better than me. I won't leave the kids with my husband.
Oh my God.
They'll manage, but most importantly, they'll learn.
Oh my God. That is incredible. And I have something to back this up that I read. Abraham Hicks. I don't know if you've come across Abraham Hicks.
Yeah.
I get a daily quote from them every single day. And it says, Parents can't choose the mates of their children or the behavior of their children. You actually can't choose anything for your children without disempowering them. So what she's doing is empowering them. She has actually taught them a valuable lesson, two lessons. A, how to get yourself ready for school in the morning, but B, how to put yourself first. Here, right, I think I may have discovered something that's really going to change your life in the kitchen.
Oh, tell us.
Although I do have a little bit of anxiety that you're just going to turn around and go, yeah, Claire, obviously.
I'd never say that to you. No, only about your cauliflower cheese recipe.
Just behind my back. Okay, grand. So, you know, the ninjas or like blenders, like those blenders that you make smoothies with and stuff.
Yeah.
These days I'm the kind of girl who makes a smoothie in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting all sorts of nonsense in there, you know, bananas.
Nonsense.
Spinach. Chlorophyll or whatever, the greens powder I'm putting in oats, you know. And when I do that at like 7:15 in the morning, oh, the mess of it. So I drink it out of it. And sometimes if I've got my shit together, I'll actually clean it up straight after. But most of the time I won't. I'll leave it to one side and go, I'll be back. Then I come back and I'm like, oh, God. And I find it really difficult to get it clean.
Once it dries, yeah.
Yeah, once it starts to congeal. So I just had this like light bulb moment the other day where I was like, hang on a second. If I put water and a little bit of fairy liquid into this, put it back on the ninja, and then it would clean itself.
Wow, you're a genius. So I'm definitely going to do that. Are you going forward?
I can't tell if you're lying or not.
You need to put that on Instagram.
No.
You have to.
No, I put something on Instagram last week now and I got a few questionable responses. Yeah. Kimchi. So I have kimchi, several jars in my fridge. I decided to buy them in 2021 and I struggled to eat it a little bit. So I left them there and I realized that they were there and I thought, you know what? Now that I've changed my life, I should eat kimchi again. So I went to take off the lid and I went, oh, this fermented food is seriously fermented. In fact, it's a year old. So anyway, we put it out to the Soul Sisters last week. Do I eat it? Do I go ahead and eat it or do I not? And they have spoken, then their Soul Sisters. And it's kind of half and half, actually. Some really kind Soul Sisters were like, Claire, please, you've literally just recovered from sickness. Like, don't do it. Like, please don't. And then some other pranksters were like, yeah, go on. Taste it there. See what it tastes like. Go on. Yeah. So no, I didn't. I didn't taste it, actually. I just thought to myself, I should really be taking it easy on things that may upset me, tummy.
I think it's so funny, like, because I'm, when you were saying there about smoothies, Jamie said something to me today that I actually, just the way he said it was so funny. So like, I'm on these like tablets, like the tamoxifen. The longer I'm on tamoxifen now, when I get my period, I bawl crying, Claire, for like a day.
Do you?
It's so weird. I don't know why. Like, I don't feel sad, but I'm like, is my body sad?
Yes.
That I haven't fertilized an egg. I don't know what the hell is happening, right?
It's your hormones, isn't it?
Yeah, because like, I really obviously want a baby. So obviously, even though my brain, I know that I'm not having the baby myself, maybe my body is sad every time that I get my period.
Right.
And then also a side effect, because I'm on blood thinners, like I'm just like so drained, you know, and like I feel the energy like leaving my body for a couple of days. And this morning we're on our way out to the park and I was like, oh, so tired. And Jamie's like, oh, we're going to have to get one of your period smoothies into you.
It's like, what?
What's a period smoothie, Jamie? It's like, oh, like when you have your period, like I put extra greens and things into your
smoothie. Oh my God,
smoothie,
he's an
like,
angel.
To give you energy and iron and things like that. And then I was like, no, we can't call it that though.
Hi, and welcome to my channel. Today, we're making a period smoothie.
I got a message from a girl who said she's so overwhelmed with life that she can't make food. She doesn't have time to make healthy food.
Oh, Sil sister, tell me.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you about this because I know that you've been making healthier dinners, but I just wanted to recommend one way of thinking around meal preps and things like that. Okay. So I don't know if I've ever said it on the pod before, but the idea of cook once, eat twice. So, you know, if you are trying to save time, what you make on a Monday, have for your dinner on a Tuesday, and then what you make on a Wednesday, have on a Thursday. Like it's a bit boring, but you can do that. Or else make a big tub of rice, put it in your fridge, or a big tub of roasted veg so that when you come home from work, all you might have to do is like, you know, bake your salmon or cook up a few prawns or chicken or whatever your protein is. So I also got a package from Drop Chef last week, and everything is like measured out for you. So you get the meal delivered raw to your house. You get a menu. It tells you what to do, but everything is already portioned. It takes the thinking out of dinner, which I personally think is half the battle. What am I going to eat? How am I going to make it? But when I got that Drop Chef delivery, I literally just do what the piece of paper tells you to do, and everything is in front of you. I think it's great for ideas. So sometimes I get stuck in a rush of like making the same dinners over and over again, and I'm like, I just wish that I could come up with some new recipes. Drop Chef sent me out sweet potato and black bean tacos with purple carrot grated with, and you just mix it with spring onion and Greek yogurt. Now that is a dish that it wouldn't even dawn on me to grate up a carrot and mix it with Greek yogurt and spring onion, like ever. Now I have a new dish. So it's a good way to kind of get some new ideas or get your family eating different foods.
Yes, that's something that I found I was doing actually. Whenever I cooked, which was very rarely, I was cooking the same thing.
Yeah, and so boring.
So boring, but I was just so accustomed to it that my body was expecting it. So obviously, since I've been sick, I've been really trying to get like a vast array of vegetables and variety into my diet. And now my body's craving different stuff. So I went to what I do now is I take screenshots of anything I see on Instagram, any nice foodie stuff that I've seen on Instagram. I might look at Roz Purcell, or I'll just keep an eye on whoever's cooking some nice stuff. Take a screenshot, go to the supermarket, pick up the bits, done.
Yeah. And so how have you encouraged yourself to, and obviously you were like, had an illness, so you were kind of forced to look at how you were doing things and kind of figure things out. But like it's so hard when you come in the door after a busy day and just start it, isn't it?
So what I was doing, just like you were saying at the beginning there, I now make I bought a big bowl, like a huge, as if you're having company round, and make a big salad at the start of the week. And what I'll do then is I'll put like it's not a traditional salad. It's got like sweet potato in there, chicken in there, prawns in there, chorizo in there. So it's like a big old hearty meal. And I, like you said, I'll either have that or I'll add extra stuff into that of an evening just to make it. But it's there and it's waiting. So when I open the fridge, I'm not going to pick or go looking for snacks or order something because that's there. So the basis, the fundamentals of my good, healthy dinner exist already.
Yeah, you've started the job. So all you have to do is finish it.
This might be a good time to bring up your friend and mine, more yours than mine, Dan Buettner. King of the Blue Zones. I am full on following him, and he obviously, my algorithms on Instagram is just turfing his stuff at me, which is great because he talks so much sense. He posted on Instagram about loneliness, and I must say, over the series of Soul Sisters, I would say the majority of the correspondence that I have gotten from our Soul Sisters is about loneliness. It's about making friends, not having enough friends, or being lonely. And I suppose I've talked about being lonely and being a bit of a lone wolf. So tackling loneliness for me has been life-changing. Mm-hmm. So here's what Dan Buettner said. Loneliness is as bad for you as a smoking habit. Three healthy friends who truly care about you can add 8 years to your life expectancy.
So now, amazing.
Isn't that amazing? So any of the Soul Sisters who've been getting in touch with me have been saying things like, I don't have a group of girls. Like, I don't have anyone to go like away on weekends with. Or, and so reading that, and to be, if I was very honest with you, if you spoke to me a year ago and asked me how many friends I had, it would be double or treble what I have now. Mm-hmm. I have closed my circle, and I realize that we look outside of ourselves for validation, for company, right? So that's what the group of friends are. But actually, if you become your own best friend, if you get to know yourself and spend time in your own company, you won't feel that push, that loneliness to go out looking for love outside of yourself.
Yeah, that's gorgeous, Claire. And how do you be your own best friend?
So I had to find out what I like to do. Like, somebody asked me the other day, what are your hobbies? I still kind of struggle when people ask me that. Like, because yoga is a form of exercise, so it's not really a hobby. I suppose my hobby is spirituality. Like, when I, in my spare time and self-development, I just listen and listen and listen to, you know, Oprah and Brené and Glennon and like all of these, Marianne Williamson, all of these incredibly empowering women are the people who just like fertilize my mind with positive thinking and positive thoughts. So what I will do is, every so often I'll ask myself, like, what is it you enjoy doing? And I haven't been to the cinema for ages. Mm. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll go to the cinema. Who could I go to the cinema with? And then I thought, I could just go to the cinema on your own. So I'm going to book a ticket. I'm going to go to the cinema on my own next week. One of those nice cinemas. You know, one of those really like cozy, comfy with a couch cinema.
Yes, yes.
I want to see Elvis. Dying to see that Elvis movie. Mm-hmm. Just fascinated by the Elvis story. So I'm going to go see that. And the other thing I did this week, which is for me, and it's connected to, I suppose, self-development and well-being. I have booked a ticket to go to Fern Cotton's Happy Place Festival.
Oh.
In early August. And again, I sat there and I looked at my phone and I went, now, which pal am I going to ask to go with me to this? And then I said, no, hang on a second. You're going to take yourself. You're going to take yourself because you know why? Even though it might be slightly intimidating and there'll probably be loads of friends there together, going on your own will allow you to be the most present you can be at this event. So you can soak up all of the good energy. So there's loads and loads of workshops going on. I've booked myself into a healing workshop in the afternoon. I've booked myself into an astrology workshop. And the incredible Jenny Keane.
Oh, yeah.
Is there talking all about sex. And I've booked myself into her workshop as well.
Oh, I love it. And even yesterday, we were so surprised that about, I would say nearly half of people, half of the people there yesterday came alone.
Did
to
they?
The Good Glow hike. And I was like, really proud of us that we've created a space where people feel like they can come alone and
yes.
know that they will be with us and they won't be alone. And something interesting I heard Jay Shetty speak about recently is that we need to, if you tell yourself you're alone, you're lonely, can you flip that and say, no, I'm not lonely because I like my own company. So I'm in solitude.
Yes. You're alone, but you're not lonely.
Exactly.
Yes.
But if anyone does want to make friends and things, we are going to be doing another hike next month, and hopefully we're looking at putting on a retreat that I would love people to come alone, and we're going to learn how to like cook with love and do forest bathing and things like that. Oh. But you're right. Like the best place you could go alone to something is to something like that event.
Yes, absolutely. And the feeling of achievement. So I would really recommend anybody who's feeling a bit low in themselves, a bit lonely, and they don't feel like they have the friends that they want in their life. The first step is yourself, is invest in you. Spend some time with yourself, being kind to yourself. Take yourself on a couple of dates, and then your vibration is going to increase. The energy that you're putting out into the world will be returned to you, and people, the right people, will start showing up. Yeah. You know, I spent a long time, a long time, like right up until last year, over servicing friendships. You know, I didn't know who I was. And that's why I was lonely as well, because I would go into a situation and I would say, what does this person want me to be? Like, yes. Does this person want me to be their cheerleader, their support, their shoulder to cry on, their drinking buddy? Forgetting, abandoning me. What do I want out of this situation?
And that can actually, that feeling of being somewhere where you don't really want to be is the loneliest feeling on the planet. Actually making it worse by being around people you don't want to be around.
And that is why we eat to numb, or the drinking, like the years and years and years of drinking that I did socially. I would drink and get pissed, so I wouldn't have to actually stop and ask myself, did I want to be there with those people?
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with Colgate, who believe everyone deserves a future to smile about. So Claire, you're smiling all the time. What made you smile in particular this week?
Well, first of all, thank you to our sponsors, Colgate. I have been using a bamboo toothbrush. Now, I am automatic, but I've gone manual. And I tell you, it's been an experience. This little bamboo toothbrush has slimmer bristles and they're softer. And it was just a lovely experience brushing with this toothbrush. And the Max White Ultra Active Foam Toothpaste. Lads, as soon as you put that into your mouth, it goes hot, like really warm, and then melts into your teeth. No more pace on the floors for me. I stood in one place and enjoyed brushing my teeth.
Smiling while you were doing it.
Smiling at myself in the mirror.
As well as being the champions of optimism, Colgate provide many dental care products that have clinically proven benefits for you and your family, available in all major Irish supermarkets and pharmacies.
Before we hit recommends, right? Oh, I'm sad.
Why?
This is the last episode of the series.
Oh, I can't.
I've got so much more I want to share with the gals.
I know, but we will
in a cup. So just take your summer holidays, be kind to yourself, go back through recommends, and we'll be back very soon. What I wanted to give you was another hay fever tip. Now, I really, really am sorry a couple of weeks ago that I was like, stay here with your hay fever. Everybody I know has it. And I wonder whether, Georgie, it's something to do with, is it in this post-COVID world of ours? Like people, everybody in our office has it.
I know, it's so bad.
It's really bad. So I have a new colleague of mine, Sarah Delarue, who's was at Glastonbury this weekend. Haven't seen her yet. So going to find out how she got on. But she obviously was flat out looking for a hay fever cure before she went down to Glastonbury because she was suffering so badly with it. So she tried out a couple of things, and what came out on top for her was this: a shot of apple cider vinegar and ginger juice and hot water in the morning.
So what's ginger juice? Like the juice of a ginger?
The juice of a ginger.
Okay, I'm with you. So apple cider vinegar, ginger juice, and
some warm water combined. Lash it into you and tell me how you get on.
Every morning.
And you know what the good thing about this is? Even if it fails to tackle the hay fever, it's still a very good thing to be drinking in the morning.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
I haven't had hay fever for 3 days.
Have you not?
No. And I haven't even taken a tablet because I can't find them.
What's going on? Do you think it's...
I don't know. What the hell's going on? What? We're nearly in July. Maybe I'm done.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. But I'm getting on that apple cider vinegar thing.
Two. Get on it.
Ginger juice. You should make your own ginger juice. But.
I was looking at you, appearing at you going, what's ginger juice? Is it the juice of a ginger? Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's the sweet nectar from a ginger. Okay. What are you recommending to me this week then?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, do you not have anything?
Do you know what? I was looking around for something. I'm in this weird space of like what you were saying about going to the cinema. Like, I really want to see that Top Gear film. Oh, no, yeah. Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Top Gun, yes.
I really want to go and see that. I don't know. Maybe we should recommend that, like, I don't know. Should we like take ourselves on a little date or something?
Yes. And then the accountability is stick it on your stories and hashtag soul sisters and soul, like a sister date or a lady date or whatever you want to hashtag it.
Yeah, because I just think I'm so inspired by the women that I was with yesterday who came alone. I've wanted to see the Tom Cruise thing for so long and I love the cinema. So like maybe I should recommend to myself. To take a bit of time to myself. I'm really drawn towards that this week. And I was like, how can I recommend this? You know, is it through a quote or is it through an Instagram page that talks about it? But I couldn't find anything. So maybe it's just the words I have already said. I don't know.
Please reference the words I have already said as this week's recommendation. Yeah. Hashtag solo date, hashtag soul sisters. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I'm recommending. A soul. S-O-U-L-O date.
Genius.
Even if it's a walk around the block or a trip to your local coffee shop.
Absolutely. Do it. Okay. In my recommends here today, I actually have two, so I must have known you were going to come with nothing. So you know the way you said to me, get on Apple TV for some really great series and movies and stuff. Well, I would like to say, I know not everyone is on Apple TV, but you can get yourself a 7-day free trial and then get off it. And I would really recommend it because on there now, there is loads of stuff to watch. So the first thing was Swan Song, which is worth watching on there. We Crashed, all about WeWork. So good. Shining Girls with Elizabeth Moss. Really worth watching. And the one I want to recommend today. Oh my God. I was in bed last night with a laptop on my knee and I thought, oh God, it's getting late now. It's like 9:30. I should fall asleep. But I also really want to watch something. I'm just going to check Apple TV and see if anything's come out since I was on it last. Cha-Cha Real Smooth, actual name of the movie. Starring Cooper Rafe and, oh, another soul sister, Dakota Johnson. She's an angel. It is directed and stars this guy, Cooper Rafe, who apparently is like the hottest kid on the block now in Hollywood. This movie went to the Sundance Festival and won an award. And when I tell you, I have never seen such vulnerability on screen as I did in this movie. He's a 22-year-old guy who is just trying to find his way in life. And you are with him every misstep of the way. It is so moving. It's so real. It's such a beautiful film. And I watched it last night and I just couldn't recommend it highly enough.
Oh, so Cha-Cha Swing.
Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
Oh, Cha-Cha.
No, that's Strictly Come Dancing, which is back in September. Cha-Cha Real Smooth. The other thing that I wanted to recommend, because we are leaving you for a couple of months, and it was off the back of this guy, Cooper Rafe. So I went to look at his Instagram page and I was just looking through it, and he's still like so under the radar that he's only got like 20,000 followers or something. But he recommended this YouTube short film and it's called Claire. So I watched it and it was all about this, Georgie, because you were on a cancer journey, you will understand what this girl went through. She was a CF patient and she's in her early 20s. And this is all about Claire, and she was born with cystic fibrosis. And so it's a beautifully directed, beautifully shot book of memories of Claire. It's a tearjerker, but when I tell you this little earth angel Claire has lessons for life, has wisdom beyond her years, look up Claire short documentary on YouTube and I'm telling you, you won't regret it. Well, look, I have absolutely adored this season of Soul Sisters. It has been such a joy, and I'll always remember this particular season, I think, because I was so low at times.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I record this podcast a couple of days in advance, and there were one or two of the days where I had to say to you, I haven't got the strength to sit down and speak to you today, mm-hmm. which has never happened to me before. But it, on the other side of that, I've had so much fun doing it. I've been so inspired and I've got so many great messages from all of our soul sisters just egging me on and helping me back on my feet. So it's been a blast.
Yeah. And do you know what? What is a great lesson? I think from episode 1 to episode 8, like, we've all been on this journey with you when you have been low at times. But it's a great reminder for all of us soul sisters that you go through hard times, and sometimes it's just a moment in time. And look at you now, you're happier, healthier, and in better form than you've ever been. So it's in those rock bottom moments, that's where the growth is, and you're coming out the other side. And it's a great reminder for us all not to be so scared of the tough times. Thank you so much for listening. And if you did enjoy this season of the podcast, please just drop us a little message. We love getting them, don't we, Claire?
Absolutely live for those little DMs at Claire Solan on Instagram, lads.
And if I go to the cinema, I'll make sure to share it.
I'll do the same. Document it. Hashtag solo date.
Everyone enjoy their solo dates and we'll chat to you in season 3. And a huge thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season and letting us share our reasons to smile every single week. I'm putting back on my dressing gown.
Good girl.